This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking at Walter Isaacson's biography, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I did win a state speech championship in high school. Joe Marino joins us now, former state representative, talk about his work to bring a tuition-free school for dyslexic children to Jefferson Parish. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good, Tommy. How about you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me what's going on.
So Louisiana Key Academy, there are three of them right now in the state of Louisiana. They have a Baton Rouge, a Shreveport, and one on the North Shore. And it's a tuition-free school for students with dyslexia. And we just got approval. I say we. I am an unpaid volunteer. Mm-hmm. Louisiana Key Academy.
How'd you get involved in this? I'm just curious, Joe.
Yeah, well, that's right, because I'm a criminal defense attorney, so I have no education background.
No, I didn't mean it. I'm not trying to cross-examine you. I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, that's the story. Dr. Laura Cassidy came to me when I was in the legislature in criminal justice committee, and we were going to do a bill to see how many people or test the number of people in a prison to see how many have dyslexia. Mm-hmm. That's how we got started, and then we eventually just, you know, changed our focus to, and they did do a study, and a surprisingly large number of people undiagnosed dyslexic in the prison system.
I'm going to slow you down a little bit, Joe, and for people that aren't keeping up or half listening, that is so important because education is the key a lot of times to keeping people out of prison. So if they're dyslexic and nobody knew it, they were up against it when it came to trying to get an education. Accurate?
Absolutely. And she started educating me about dyslexia and learning how, you know, 1 in 5 people in our country are affected by dyslexia. And it's a spectrum disorder. It's not, you know, it's from slight or mild all the way to severe.
Joe, let me slow you down a little bit. For people that don't know, I think everybody does, but what is dyslexia?
And dyslexia is, and we changed the definition in Louisiana in a bill that Laura Cassidy helped me do.
Mm-hmm. That's the wife of Bill Cassidy, right?
That's correct. Okay. She's a retired surgeon who decided to open a school for dyslexic children out of frustration for the lack of opportunity for kids with dyslexia. They have a child with dyslexia. They had the resources to do tutoring and a specialized education, but that really doesn't exist. And so she took it upon herself to open a school, and now we're on to the fourth one. I mean, it's an amazing story.
And the definition of it, Joe?
The definition of dyslexia is an unexpected difficulty in reading for an individual who has the intelligence to be a much better reader, most commonly caused by a difficulty in phonological processing, which affects the ability of an individual to speak, read, and spell. Mm-hmm. That's the long, complicated version.
Well, but I think it's important that we know what we're talking about.
But it's but one in five, and you know, but where we're going to start making gains is that we did legislation in 2023 for every student in Louisiana to be screened by their kindergarten teacher, a screener that will take a short amount of time. The teacher does after they've observed the child. They've been trained on how to identify symptoms, and there's this screener that they go through and answer these questions, and that will tell them to a pretty high degree of certainty if that child is at risk. And that's something that we never had in Louisiana, because we were identifying less than 1% of our students as being dyslexic. So the majority of them are not diagnosed. They're dropping out of the school system. They're failing the LEAP test. They're failing third grade. Or they're struggling, really struggling, just to get C's and D's because they've never been diagnosed as being dyslexic and not been given an education. It's a different type of education. It's a much more intense and on the reading end alone, and a different method. I mean, at LKA, this tuition-free school that's going to be opening in Jefferson Parish, in first grade, the students get 90 minutes of reading per day with an instructor, and they're only six to the instructor who's specialized and trained to teach a child with dyslexia how to read. And they get that every day.
So is this something, Joe, that can be overcome, or do you compensate for it? How do you help a student that is dyslexic or on a spectrum somewhere between one and five?
Right. So they're taking the students in from every school, a type two charter, which is going to be opening in Jefferson. It doesn't limit the students only in Jefferson. They can pull students from all the surrounding parishes. There are some people right now that drive from Lafayette to Baton Rouge every day so that their child can go to the LKA school there. But the early intensive and explicit reading instruction is really critical at the beginning phases of, you know, first, second, third. And if you don't get that, and if you're not taught that, you're playing catch up the rest of the time, and you really have to work to get up to the ability. You know, you're never going to be, if you're not diagnosed and you come in late in the process, you're never going to be a really proficient reader, a really fast reader. You're not going to do well on the LEAP test. It's a test that's multiple choice. It's hard for kids with dyslexia. But they are taking these kids, and at LKA, you are not stigmatized as being different. You aren't the child who gets accommodations at your school. You aren't the one that is getting, you know, treated differently. And you know, quite honestly, you know, I'm not trying to speak poorly of our public education system, because we got a lot of teachers working hard, but they're not trained to handle a dyslexic child's education the way that every instructor at LKA is.
Would this fall along under the auspice of special ed or not, Joe?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question.
But in a way, it would. I mean, practically, it would. Would it not? Well, you need a special lesson plan.
I don't know the answer. I'm not, okay. Like I said, I'm not.
No, I understand that. But yeah. Tell me how many of the, I'm a little confused about, there are key academies already, and this is a new one that is under construction or is open?
Okay, so what we're doing, first you got to get approval to open a charter school. So right now, the original one is in Baton Rouge, and it has students from first to eighth grade. Mm-hmm. They have 270 students with dyslexia enrolled in their school. On the North Shore, there's 200. They go first through seventh, but next year they're going to add eighth. In Shreveport, Caddo, there's 135 students that are first through sixth. So the plan is to open now that they've, last week is when they got their BSEE approval to open as a type two charter. So the next step is in Jefferson Parish. Right now they're negotiating with St. Mary Magdalene School in Metairie to be the location for the school. They're going to start off with first through fourth grade. They're going to take in about 100 students.
To be clear, that's a closed school, right, Joe?
It's you have to apply to the school. It's a free tuition.
No. I'm saying the school building itself that you mentioned just now, that's a vacant building, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. I believe so. I'm not that familiar with it. It's in Metairie, you know.
I believe it is. Yeah, and it's not affiliated with the Archdiocese, this Key Academy is what I'm saying.
No, gotcha. Yeah, we're going to, the Key Academy is going to lease the and start off with first through fourth and then add a grade every year. So the goal is to get the eighth. And, you know, some students can come in and transition from the Key Academy if they start in first, in second, and transition back into a traditional school. And that's great. And some will stay the whole time in Louisiana Key Academy. But I mean, again, I've been to the schools, I've been to the graduations, and I heard a mother at the BSEE meeting last week say, I took my child out of an A-plus school in my parish to drive them to the Louisiana Key Academy to let them educate my child because my child has dyslexia, and her child is thriving at the Key Academy where he was not. In an A-plus school. So it's, you know, it's just speaks to the way that, you know, you have to educate these children differently. And it's very, very exciting that we have this opportunity now coming to Jefferson. And I think they need one of these in every parish, okay?
At least one, it would seem like. Joe, look, I'm no psychologist, a sociologist, or any ist, but I think the reason you're concerned with this is as a criminal defense attorney, you realize how many people are in prison because they didn't get an education and how the cheapest thing we can do, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know your affiliation like mine is no party.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But the cheapest thing we can do is educate a child and help them with whatever disadvantages they have. So what I'm hearing here, it seems like you got a kid that's dyslexic, undiagnosed, trying as hard as they can. They're not succeeding, so they get discouraged and just quit. Am I accurate?
And it destroys their confidence. It destroys their self-esteem. And they don't understand or know that they are just as smart as everyone else there. But when they come to this school, it's like it turns a light bulb on, mm-hmm. Literally, where they are now. You know, they now feel this is where they belong, and everyone is working together, and they are making progress.
So, what happens from here, Joe? Is the school funded already that you're talking about in Jefferson Parish?
So,
and go ahead, take me through that process and about getting more of them.
So you're a public, and look, I'm learning all of this.
You're a smart guy.
The operational part. Mm-hmm. You get money from the public school for the public, you know, from the state to educate the child in a public school. But that's not going to cover a large amount of money has to be raised through grant applications and fundraising. And that's what's done in order to keep this school or make the school tuition free for kids, you know, because again, if you have a child who's diagnosed with dyslexia, you know, and you can afford to send them to a private school that can specialize or can, you know, can educate your child, great. If you can afford to pay all the tutoring that would be necessary to educate your child, that's great. But this is for, you know, the reason Dr. Cassidy did it is that you want this to be available for all kids. You want this ability to be, you know, to get an education and unlock their potential for, you know, all children. So that's the plan.
If people are listening right now, Joe, and they want to get more involved with this or they want to try to help you in your efforts to get one of these in every parish, what can they do or what should they do?
So if you want to find out more about the school or all of these, you know, everything that LKA does, lkaschools.com, that's their website. The next steps are, after the charter's been approved, they're going to start working on grants, then they're going to work on their lease, and then there's going to be fundraising and events that are going to take place as we look to open for the 2026 school year and start changing lives.
I hope it changes your life so the only criminal defense work you do is white-collar crime for people that should have known better but didn't.
I tell people you hope you never need me.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, thank you, Joe, for all your efforts. I appreciate it, all right?
Tommy, thank
we'll
you.
We'll talk to you again. All right, Joe Marino, former state representative, no party. We'll take a break, find out what Noel Norman has for us when we come back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.